You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 with Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. You have an investing style. TD Ameritrade has a mobile app to match it. Check out TD Ameritrade Mobile and Thinkorswim Mobile to find the one that's right for you. Member SIPC. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. An AI epidemiologist sent the first warnings of the Wuhan virus. On January 9th, the World Health Organization notified the public of a flu-like outbreak in Wuhan, China, that led to city lockdowns affecting tens of millions of people. But a Canadian health monitoring platform sent news of the outbreak to its customers more than a week earlier, on December 31st. The platform, called Blue Dot, uses an AI-driven algorithm that scours foreign language news reports, animal and plant disease networks, and official proclamations to give its clients advance warning to avoid danger zones like Wuhan if possible. The sneaky simple malware that hits millions of Macs. This week, a report from antivirus company Kaspersky revealed that the most common threat to Mac computers is the Schleyer Trojan, which has hit 10% of all of the Macs Kaspersky monitors and accounted for nearly a third of detections overall. It's had the top spot since it first emerged in February 2018 and is deceptively simple. Users download the software either as phony Adobe Flash downloads or masked links on popular internet pages. Because users are downloading the software themselves, it's nearly impossible for Apple to defend against it. But you can by following this advice. Never click suspicious links, especially not in surprise pop-up windows. And now for today's Fast Fact. 5. That's how many Grammy Awards musician Billie Eilish won last night. At just 18 years old, she became the youngest person ever to be nominated for and win the four major awards. Best Album, Best Song, Best New Artist, and Best Record. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.